listening to The Nasty Table,
the premier source for tabletop role-playing actual play. Now come on in, relax, and pull up a seat to The Nasty Table. Last session at the Nasty Table.
What would you do in the end?
I will not tell you that I loved her. I will grieve her.
Difficult circumstances.
Horrible circumstances. You had no reason to take the contract, is how it should be worded, Leviticus.
Close enough. I'm just saying I don't feel bad.
Pact of the Blade to turn it into, from a longsword into a greatsword.
You guys always put yourself in bad situations, I've learned.
Kree seizing. His tattoos begin glowing.
You are my champion. Not of choice, but of necessity. You will find him, and you will kill him. He is in possession of a stone. Your soul is mine.
I am your Cithero. I will do what you command.
So, could I get a recap of that last session? Anything else for this recap before we start this fucking train wreck?
Nope.
Let's get it.
No.
So, 7 days into a 13-day travel to Fort Chasm, the original destination that was laid out to you. The four of you, along with Hassan, have broken camp to begin the seventh day. The day is before you, so I want to ask not only what do you do today, but for the next and remaining 6 days of your journey, what do you guys want to do?
Same shit. Tendon and turnip. Keeping a close eye on Kree, though.
Any differences or changes in his behavior?
On some psychopath shit. He's like mumbling to himself. Like any chance he gets to close his eyes and pray, he's doing it. It's like probably kind of annoying. Like it's not even fun for RP, but that's what's happening. But also he wants to talk to Hassan and just again, privately pull Hassan to the side.
Mm-hmm.
Like as we're traveling, I imagine. And he's on his cart. Hop up over on Hassan's cart. And I want to say,
so, by the way, I've been meaning to ask you, Hassan. That woman that Levi is talking about. Or you. Or anyone from that castle. Do you know what is... I look around. Just you and I here. Is there any kind of hint that you have about what is going on with those damned Warforged? Anything? Have you heard about it before this?
Before this, no. I had not encountered it. I told Levi. He was there during all the conversations with the Countess. The only thing that came up that may have not been heard by him is that there were reports of some of the Warforged who were originally coming out of the Bakehouse were impaled with arrows. Meaning that...
kind of arrows?
She said that her Constable Briggs... began to formulate the thought that they were orcish arrows. That perhaps these Warforged were in a fight before and then came to here, but orcish in nature.
I pull the banner out that I took from the, you know, remember we identified the banner as an orcish banner date, you know, weeks before. I pull it out and I'm just staring at it. I wish that I asked when we were there, but there was... it felt like a very quick visit, all things considered.
where we're going, do you think they would, anybody might know what banner this is from, or?
Yes, that's the Cracked Mesa clan. They run Fort Chasm.
Did I know that?
No. No one's asked us on yet. When we arrive at Fort Chasm, you'll likely see their banners hanging outside.
I'm sorry, I understand now. Look, we've been together for a long time now, so I figured I might as well tell you this as well. I know you're telling the rest of the party that you are going to increase their pay. I could not be more grateful for that, but you don't even have to pay me for this if you help me do this. If you know, you are a people person, you know people. If you help us find the source of this Warforged magic, supposedly by a stone, actually I know it's from a stone, you can keep all the gold that you would have paid me, Kree, and you can keep it all. And this will be an exchange of services. I protect you, they get to Fort Chasm, and you give me information.
Roll persuade with disadvantage.
I want to use a point of inspo.
Then you can roll straight.
Wealth.
Absolutely not. I have no interest in this, Kree. I'll offload my wares in Fort Chasm, see what's selling at what rate. I think it's too dangerous for me to return to Kincaidine, but perhaps head south, Bazganum, you'll see, leave. I am a merchant. I sell, I buy, I trade. That's what I do. I have no involvement in any of this. I'll help you as long as we are together. You have my word on that. But beyond our original contract, unless it aligns with what my plans are, I cannot employ you or in what you're implying be employed and be under your employment.
No, that is okay. Trust me, I understand. No need to worry. I will be accepting more gold as the rest of my party, as you offer to the rest of my party. And okay. And I mumble very softly as I hop on the cart, your funeral. I walk away.
Walk away. Anything else that you guys do kind of across these next 6 days?
Hunting and meditating and sculpting.
And by day 10, 11, 12, what is that looking like to anyone who witnesses it?
All right, so when I am meditating, it's the same, like, startup procedure, you know, just kind of sitting there, getting good...
booting up to BIOS.
Yeah.
Good, F12.
Good vantage point just of the world and whatnot. Eyes closed, and then as before, I would kind of have paints in my book and kind of doing that in front of me. I'm really just, especially in the desert, you know, finding a sand, softer clay, whatever malleable material to work with, kind of just moving it around and almost sculpting, but like painting a picture within the dirt sand more than building something up. And just doing that same kind of thing. It's pretty abstract. You know, more kind of like a topographical heat map of sorts of just thoughts. But in using mechanically this ability that we haven't used in combat yet, how it looks as I'm meditating is kind of like I can get my hands, you know, out in front of me, and they're like maybe 6 inches off the surface of the material I'm working with. And in within that foot from my paw in space in between with the material, it's kind of like the material has this slight magnetic property. Like, I'm right there grabbing it, but it's kind of grabbing me too, and I can kind of will things to move where I want them and think they should be.
So, and additionally, and this may be something private, and if you don't want to answer it, you don't have to, but like through this, and it probably ramps up to being pretty intense meditation, like what is Hanto thinking about? You can be as vague as you want.
Nothing but the physical world around him, but in like this echolocation kind of sense. It all spreads from him and how he feels everything around him. Silhouettes and weights. And everything else is blocked out. No sound, you know? Like, sound is feeling, right? It's not the sound of it. It's just how I'm feeling.
So, wrapping up that meditation, and then Levi. You've been taking these excursions, looking around, not just for alchemical stuff, but also just whatever you may find. This is on the 11th day of travel while you're out, and the sun is like just cresting down. You're still getting like those purple hues out. You see, not sticking out of the sand, but fully outside of the sand, what looks like half of a warforged just like in the sand. He's not buried. He seems to be out. It seems unmoving. No glowing eyes. No nothing.
Kick it a little bit.
Kick it, just kind of rattles.
Give the head a kick to try to take it off.
Hard kick, and the head kind of rockets off and skids across the compact sand.
Normal-sized Warforged?
Yeah, seems to be.
Using the tools that I have at my disposal, try to take off the chest plate of this Warforged.
Okay, and what does that exactly look like?
Literally just, honestly, kind of taking looking it over. Is there not much armor-wise, padding-wise, this Warforged is kind of...
Maybe the arms. Maybe, like I said, it's the top half, so, like, the chest plate for sure. No back plate, but, like, I would say, the left and right forearms for sure seem to be heavily armored in a way that you think would be useful to you for sure.
Then it's just using Smith's tools to just hammer this thing, not caring about ripping its guts, for a better word, out, and just trying to salvage these pieces of material by just hammering away with a chisel and a hammer on this thing.
Revealing the mechanical components inside and the different tubes and not wires, but like more like gear, like clockwork kind of stuff in there.
Mm-hmm.
Get the chest plate off.
And try to do the same for the arms. Easy not enough. Caring about the innards.
Those are even easier to just kind of peel back with the Smith tools, and like maybe you got to take like a carpenter saw and kind of shave them off and pop them both off.
Nice.
Where do you put them?
Hold them under the arm, under both arms.
Okay.
Almost giddy when I get back to camp and put them in the wagon.
Yep. Making your way back to camp. So, this night at camp, and we'll kind of establish that this is the 12th night. Asan does come up to you guys as you guys are sitting around the campfire, and he goes, "Tomorrow we will reach Fort Chasm, likely before midday. Once we get there, we'll have to check in at the front. We'll stable the animals. They have a stable there. I'll get us a room for the night. For a few days, if you'd like, whatever you would find accommodating. I'll sell my wares. Once they're sold, I'll give you your payment. And I think then we will split ways." I did have an offer I'd like to make to the four of you, if you'd be interested. And there's no pressure. It's not something that I offer to many people. But the money that I'll be making from the sale of my goods, my money, not your payment, will be reinvested in goods at Fort Chasm, which I'm planning to bring somewhere else. So, if you would be interested, I could take all or some of the payment that would go to you and invest it for you. And once it is sold again, when I arrive at where I'm going, I could mail it to you, whether to Kincaidine or wherever you would expect to be. Would that be something you'd be interested in? You can think it over. I don't need an answer now.
Where are you going next?
Depending on the prices, likely south to Hulsi, Bazganum, the Rijatane family.
We can let you know our decisions when you leave?
By tomorrow night, or the following, depending on how quick I can move the merchandise.
Okay.
But think it over. As it stands now, by the time we arrive there, that would be 24 total days, along with an extra, say, 6 gold each for my promised extra payment, 30 gold apiece. I could invest partial, I could invest it all, I could invest none of it, it's up to you. I just wanted to put that out there and offer it. Well, good night. Thank you. Kind of awkwardly peels off, makes his way off to his little corner. 4 of you still around the campfire.
We'll have to think about it.
Is he without it? Is he away from earshot?
Noticeably so, yeah.
I gotta ask. I mean, he had a caravan guard, first time ever going from here where we started to where we're going. He doesn't care about having one going south. He's moving merchandise. And he got into some shit. I mean, be dead without us. Well, might not have been in the shit without us, but I gotta wonder. He's not scared. Second he leaves for Chasm. Mm-hmm. Especially after all it's gone down.
Another crew?
I doubt that. We haven't proven ourselves to be weak in any means.
Well, why not just offer us the same? Keep coming with me. Keep protecting me.
Right.
Well, if good opportunities present itself in the south, then it would not be a good, or excuse me, not be a bad idea to take him up on his investment offer, but if we do not want to go that way, then we can part ways.
I ain't telling anybody how to invest their money. I'm just saying, err on the side of caution with the man. Blind trust ain't gonna get you very far.
Oh, I'm not saying we trust him. I'm just saying we use him.
That sounds more like it.
Oh, no malicious intent, just good for us.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah.
I say that I fear to Levi's point that he is using us. I must say it. Day by day, he's convincing me that he's a crook. That's all.
Well, we will see if he pays us our gold in short time.
And if he doesn't? A shrug.
We'll be fine. We're always fine.
Nod and smirk. Make my way to bed.
Everybody, going to bed?
Mm-hmm.
Sleep takes you. You guys take your shifts and awake to the morning sun. Breaking camp, you guys make your way out. Asan saddles up on his cart, begins heading south. A few hours go by before, close to you, you see the chalk road. You guys have carved your way through the desert and eventually made your way back to it. Now, it's not difficult to see that on the edges of this chalk road, it is marked intermittently as you guys get back on, continue down the path, down the road, intermittently with warforged heads on spikes, as well as those familiar banners, which you have seen and which Kree has one. They are spread few and far between, none as frequently as when you saw them prior, originally when you were heading towards the Avant Castillo. But you guys continue on the chalk road, and it kind of goes, like, uphill. So you're on an incline. An hour, 2 hours go by before, in the distance, the horizon shifts. Just like heat haze and dunes at first, and then rising slowly as you crest over this hill, you see Fort Chasm. A mismatched sprawl of timber palisades and stone walkways and rusted scrap metal walls, large tattered red cloth banners marked with a trapezoid, identical to those that you've seen prior, kind of flapping lazily from these broken battlements at the top. Even from this distance, and you guys are probably maybe 400 yards from this, you can hear shouting, the cracks of laughter, iron on iron, just sounds of a bustling city. You see the massive iron gates to the fort, and about a dozen or so wagons that kind of form a bottleneck trying to get in. Getting a little bit closer, you can see. This fort looks strange. It looks like if a castle was, a stone castle was broken and, like, repaired with chunks of wood and scrap metal and things that were just laying around. It looks haphazard. It looks thrown together. As you guys get closer to this bottleneck of wagons that are trying to get in, you can hear merchants arguing. You see orc guards in crude armors that are standing under these sun-bleached tents. Piles of bones scattered about as you guys are continuing close. And one that passes your wagon, you can see this pile of bones. One of the bones is still wearing a boot. Now, to the right of this main gate, outside of the fort walls, you see a sprawling collection of tents and fires and orcs. A lot of them are shirtless. Some of them you can see have tattoos on them, maybe scars, brands. There's like a small younger one that's just like gnawing on this charred bone. Another orc squatting near a fire pit, just kind of carving something from this hide that's still bleeding. This is off to the right. Now, as you guys approach, you are almost put in line for these wagons that are heading in. I said there's about a dozen or so. But the only other noticeable thing that you see is that above this main gate, there's this massive iron bell. And it's not swinging until you guys kind of get in line, standing there for a minute or so, and then it begins to boom, 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 begin to gong. It's swinging from this rickety wooden rigging. What languages does everyone know?
Common, Maiwian, Primordial, Sylvan.
Dwarven.
Common. Common, Elvish, Infernal.
Common, Draconic, and Undercommon.
So, this bell is carved with three phrases, two of which are unrecognizable to everybody, but the last one is in Common, and it reads, Fort Chasm welcomes all. Behave or be buried. You guys are in line. What do you guys do? Asan is in front of your guys' cart, too, just to make that clear.
I walk up to Asan.
Yeah.
And I ask him, do you know what the first two phrases say up there?
I'm told, I asked the question the first time I came here. The first is in Orcish, the second is in Goblish. Goblin, is that their language? I don't know. It's the same phrase. Fort Chasm welcomes all. Behave or be buried.
Just keep walking.
this bottleneck kind of clears rather quickly. It's not like it's a slow process. Wagons are welcomed in, continues on, until it is Asan's turn in line. He's at the front. Now, where are you guys? Are you guys all at the cart, or Hanto, are you kind of closer, or what's the like, marching order, for lack of a better term?
Right on Asan's rear, right at our nose, I guess.
So you would probably be the first to notice an orc who's wearing, like, makeshift, slapped-together wooden and metal armor. And the armor, notably, contains some pieces of what you immediately recognize as bits of warforged. He approaches Asan and he's like,
"What's your business?"
"Asan, I'm a merchant. I've come to sell my wares. The wagon behind me is my caravan, part of my caravan guard." The guard kind of steps up a little bit.
"Mind if I check your cargo?"
Asan reaches into his overall pocket, takes out a small pouch, holds it out to the guard. "I do, yes." Guard grabs it, kind of chucks it in his hand, like weighs it with his hand, puts it in his pocket, slaps the side of the wagon.
"Go ahead, head on in."
Asan whips the ox and they begin clip-clop, clip-clop, clip-clop. Then you guys following behind, putting Turnip into gear, follow directly behind Asan. The orc doesn't even look your way as you guys enter Fort Chasm. Now, as you crest through the main gate, it's impossible to miss a rather large metal cage that's hanging very high from the top of the gate with an emaciated orc trapped inside of it. You guys continue on, passing through into the main thoroughfare, deeper into the fort. It's an open-air bazaar. Stands, tents, and merchants selling straight from their wagons, shouting voices, creaking carts. Asan continues on. You see merchants yelling, kind of hawking their goods out of these slanted stalls. There's a goblin that's selling holy water in unmarked glass jars. There's a dog that's chained to a stake, just barking. Orc, obviously drunk, wasted, just crashes into a stand and just sends shit flying all over the place. But as you pass through this unavoidable bazaar, it's almost like right when you come in, you have to pass through this bazaar to get further into the fort. You see above orcs standing on the edges of the walls, at the top of the walls, like looking down, just watching the whole scene. But back on the ground, you see something interesting. You spot humans, soldiers, wearing clean, nice-kept tabards, Sarninian armor, recognizable from your time in Kincaidine. These humans are standing apart, they're silent, they're still, and they don't intervene when two orcs begin to get into a fist fight, rolling around in the mud near them, and they just kind of like look at it and just nonchalant, just keep looking around. You pass through this main bazaar, and you enter the heart of the fort. No longer on like a direct, straightforward path. There's crude streets that extend left, right, and forward. Now forward, ahead, you hear like this dull roaring of like a crowd. But Asan pulls his ox to the right and kind of pulls off to the side and motions for you guys to come over. What do you guys do?
Follow.
Yeah.
He hops off, and this place is pretty hectic. Even as you're standing here, there's people walking around. Majority orcs, some goblins, very, very few humans. Asan jumps off, kind of walks up to you guys. There's stables and a caravan yard up this way. We can stable the animals. There's a decent inn there. Like I said, I'll get us a room for a night, a few days, whatever you think is appropriate. And then once we're settled there, I'll go out, sell my wares, provide your payments. I have a few buyers in mind, so I should be able to offload this cargo, I would say, by the end of the day. By sunset. Sound good?
Yes.
Sure.
Yeah. San jumps back on his cart, gets his oxen gear, and begins going down this road.
He continues down for a while, and as you're going, you're passing, like, you see watchtowers that are made of wood looking over out of this stone wall, manned by orcs, bows on their backs, a couple orcs walking by, goblins kind of scurrying by. The caravan yard, and you guys are heading west, sits, like, just inside of the western wall, and it's sprawling out into, like, splintered fences and canvas lean-tos. There's no signage here, but you see animals, you smell shit, you smell piss. Obviously, it's clear that this is where the animals are kept. Rows of them, mismatched animals. There's horse, there's also oxen. You see some of the raptors that you've seen prior. And you also see, like, these shaggy, tusked boars, along with giant monitor lizards, these huge lizards that seem as though they can carry a person. They're all roped off in corrals. Asan steps up, jumps out of his cart, and quickly stable hands, namely two goblins, move quickly, take payment from Asan, unhook his cart, and move his animals over. And then Asan looks towards you guys with Turnip. Shall we have them stable the mule?
Yeah, yeah.
Bring him up, and this goblin runs over wearing, like, this shaggy leather, like, tunic, and he's got, like, he's missing fingers.
I take the mule and put it over there, yeah?
Okay, be careful with him.
Yeah, yeah.
Gently, and you can see, it doesn't look like he's rough at all, just really gently kind of pulls Turnip off, sets him up in a corral, and then Asan, now it's just the two carts. We can set the carts here too. There hasn't been any history of theft or anything, so I'm comfortable leaving it here. Set the carts up, and then the inn that I plan to stay at, he points at a building off in the distance that doesn't have any kind of signage on it. We'll stay there, and once we get the rooms, like I said, I'll sell the wares and we'll keep it moving. Do you hand over the cart?
Yeah.
Okay. Asan does as well. The carts are set up off into a spot as well. Asan shakes off his overalls and begins walking towards this building that he pointed out before. You guys follow, or do you guys want to do anything else?
He's going to get the rooms now, right? That's what he said?
Seems to be, yeah.
Yeah, I want to follow him.
Yeah, same.
Same.
Making your way in, and this whole place looks slapped together. This building that he's heading to looks a little bit nicer. Now, there wasn't any signage that you saw immediately, but as it kind of comes closer into view, you see small demarcation above the door that reads Wolf Call Cradle. He quickly puts his hand on the door, pushes it in, and you can see what looks like a surprisingly clean bar. There's a human behind the bar counter. There's two humans who are kind of scattered about just drinking separately. Asan walks up and you can hear him say, "Hi, Rafa." And the human who you see is a woman behind the bar, darker skin, black hair, maybe a little bit older, maybe like 40, 45. "Hey, Asan, how you doing?" General pleasantries are exchanged. It doesn't seem like a stressed or strange interaction, as Asan seemingly purchases three rooms for three nights. The person behind the counter, I'm only just doing this because I don't feel like role-playing and talking to myself again, because I really didn't like that other session. The woman behind the bar hands over three keys. Asan gives a nod, walks over to you guys holding two keys. We have three rooms upstairs. There's six rooms in total. She said that none of them are occupied, so we'll be the only ones staying here for now, at least.
Okay. Yeah. And I just pluck one key out of his hand.
Rook takes a key. Hanta takes the other. I'm just going to check the room out, and then once I'm done, make my way down, take my wares and sell them. You're free to do whatever you like. Meet back here. I'll buy us all dinner, and I'll give your payment.
You expect this only a day's worth of selling?
I expect, but there's always surprises in this line of work. If it's not the case, I should at least be able to come up with your payment of 120.
You don't have the money already?
I have some, but not all, no.
or else I would have paid you up front. Payment is contingent upon keeping the cargo safe so I could sell it. No?
We almost died, and we don't even know if we're gonna get paid.
Rook, we've been traveling together for 3.5 weeks. I'm on contract with you, with the guild. If I don't pay you, I will go to jail. I'm not a difficult man to track down. A lot of people know me. I will pay you. You have my word.
Okay. Turnip has to eat.
Of that I understand. And so do the four of you. Like I said, once I'm done, I'll buy us dinner. We'll have a nice meal. We'll probably be nice to sleep in a bed tonight, too.
Okay. Kree, you want to go see the room?
Lead the way.
Let us, Levi.
Yes. Yes.
Making your guys' way upstairs, Asan kind of takes the back and he heads off into a room. It seems like the three rooms that were purchased are the three rooms once you come up on this hallway off to the left. Asan's is the furthest, and you guys kind of have the two rooms closer to the stairs. Making your way in, Asan makes his way into his room. Making your guys' way in, the rooms look nice. Whether it is just nice in comparison to what you've been dealing with for the last 3.5 weeks, or whether it's nice just because it's nice. A window looks out into the street beyond. There is fresh linens. There's a bowl of water, some rags, no fruit like you guys had in Kincaidine, but still relatively nice accommodations. Chair with a desk. Anything that you guys want to do at this point?
What time of the day is it right now?
Maybe about midday. Maybe a little bit later.
I mean, I want to like. Oh, sorry. Go ahead. If you're gonna.
No, you're good.
I just want to like chill in the room for a little bit. Like, just came in from hella travel, but ultimately, I want to see if there's anything Adventurers Guild related here.
Mm-hmm. Eventually, that's what you're gonna want to do is like make your way out and try to look around. Okay. Anything that Levi is doing specifically? There's a knock at the door, too, on your guys' room.
Get up and answer it.
It's Asan, and he's, I'm heading out. I'm going to sell the wares. If you'd like to explore Fort Chasm, take a look around, Farah downstairs, she's an ex-Sarninian soldier. She's very, very knowledgeable about the fort. She can tell you where things are. If you need to find anything, she's very friendly.
Thank you. Yep. Thank you.
Like I said, we'll meet up back here, sunset, and I'll provide payment. He gives you a nod, begins to walk away.
I want to like talk to Kree. You think he's going to be able to pay us the money he said he would?
I think he might get lucky and get the gold for it, yes. I think the way that his life has gone, he might get quite lucky, Rook. I do. But I am not lying to you when I say that I think he's a crook. Don't you? I mean...
No, I do.
You saw him bribe the guard, did you not?
I think he's... I don't know. He gives me a weird feeling.
He gives me a feeling that tells me that we are in danger.
I just don't want to find out that we did this for nothing.
If we did do this for nothing, trust me, I will. The things he has done to us. Unknowingly, but he must be punished. And he might be punished. And I'm only sorry if you have to get involved. Because you are a close friend to me now. You are.
You too, Kree. Thank you. Listen, I was thinking about going and you know, looking at some shops, see what I might be able to spend this money that I, well, might get tomorrow or tonight.
Yes, I'll gladly join you when we can take on and see this fourth chasm and what it has to offer for us.
Yeah, I want to go down to the shops.
Go down to the bazaar that you guys went through originally, like that open air market?
Yeah, on a window shop.
Okay, make your way down, and we'll pick up with that. You're just making your way down the stairs. Cree, I'm sorry, were you going with him?
Yeah, I'll come with him.
Okay, and Levi, Honto?
Yeah, I want to go look for a venture guild.
Just so make your way out, yeah.
Guess like a guild house or something.
Mm-hmm.
I wanted to ask before we walk out if there's a different, like, if there's shops or it's just this open air bazaar.
You would have to kind of take a look around. The fort seems very big, and it seems you were put on like a direct route. Oh, you want to ask the woman?
Yeah.
Okay. Make your way downstairs, and she's kind of behind the bar. It doesn't look like she's doing much. She's just like sitting on a stool, and she looks up.
Hey, how's it going?
It's good.
Nice to make your acquaintance, Levi. Leviticus Kane.
Farah.
I was wondering, shops around here, spending some money. Is there set-in stores, or is it that, that shopping plaza we saw in the beginning?
What are you looking for specifically?
Blacksmiths you have around here, maybe alchemists.
Well, as far as blacksmithing is concerned, there are some blacksmith spots within the caravan yards here. The open air bazaar is pretty random. Whatever shop is going to be there, you may find the prices cheaper there, but the shops change every day. There's also further to like the east wall, they call it the Shankways. A lot of shops there, some blacksmith, but that's more likely where you're to find like any kind of alchemist supplies if that's what you're looking for.
Thank you very much.
Are you new to the area? Have you been before?
I'm just coming through.
Passing through?
First time.
Planning on spending time, or?
Not that I would think. Just real quick.
Is there anything else that you're interested in?
I think I'm all right. Thank you.
Yeah, absolutely.
Head out.
Make your way out.
Yeah, follow these guys if they're going to that open market.
Gotcha. All right. So, Honto, making your way out to just kind of explore, see if you can find any kind of Adventurers Guild or Adventurers Guild contacts or anything like that?
Yeah.
Just strictly exploring, or are you asking around, too?
No, I think I'm just trying to explore if I can climb, if it doesn't seem like that's weird. Like, not like ridiculous.
Like a natural spot where it seems reasonable.
Yeah.
Okay.
Like on all fours too, just getting around, trying to find something.
Yep. Making your way around and out of the stable area, the caravan yard, you're able to find what looks like, and it's weird. And the longer that you're kind of going to explore, the more that you're going to get this sense that like there's things here, structures that don't really make sense. Like, as if this whole place has been repurposed, but for, like, a different purpose. So there's this wall that's just in the middle of nowhere, and it doesn't serve any purpose. It's just, like, this crumbling stone wall. But it's easy enough to scutter up and get a good view, probably about, like, 15, 20 feet high off the ground, and really get a good layout of what this place looks like. So as you're looking by, the first thing that you see is something that catches your interest specifically. In the center of this fort, and you can see, it's almost, like, hexagonal in nature, these walls that are set up here, you can see in the center this fighting pit. And there's two orcs just fucking pummeling the shit out of each other in this sand pit in the middle. And it's surrounded by these stands. Tons of people in there. You see orcs, goblins, hobgoblins just cheering, throwing trash. And these two orcs are just rolling each other over and just punching the shit out of each other. And it's a fairly large structure. It seems to be at the heart of this. Further beyond that, you see another structure, just a whole row of these shoddy made, kind of slapped together buildings and houses. Off to the left of that, you see what looks like an old crumbling tower that looks like it had been part of this original structure here. But you see kind of around the edges on the top of this tower, people in armor similar of those Sarninian soldiers. The other thing that you see is far into the back, probably the northernmost part of this fort, is this giant keep. And it looks like the most well-made thing here. And it also looks like the most very, like, distinctly orcish thing here. Wooden palisades, banners flying on it, spikes of wood coming out on it. Very, very well made. But it looks like this is, like, the main keep of this fort. The other thing that you notice, too, is that kind of spread about, there are different scatterings of tents. So people who come into the fort and just make, like, their own camps within the safety of the walls. Any other specific questions? I know we're looking for Adventurer Guild stuff, and we'll kind of get to that as we explore more, but now that you have, like, this bird's eye view, any other questions about, like, what you're seeing, structures, anything like that?
And, like, the whole thing is, everything is within these kind of, like, guarded walls.
Yeah, but it's fairly large. I would say this area is probably quadrupled the size of when you guys were in the walls of the Avon Castillo.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
But yeah, they are within these secured walls.
And then that massive fort is, like, on the edge.
Exactly.
Yeah, I understand.
Yep. Like, the far northern edge.
Oh, it's, okay. So we just entered on the opposite side.
Affirmative. You guys came in from the south.
Okay. Oh, and is there, like, is this just desert, right? No river, lake, nothing like that?
No, you don't see any natural bodies of water here.
It is a city.
Yeah.
Okay. I want to come back to the team, because you came out, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I would say, are you guys all sticking, like, if Kree and Rook come out and you guys see Levi and Hato also walking out, would you guys stick together?
Probably.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, I want to relay this to them. I would assume we kind of just default start walking north. As they are walking, I'm looking at everything, and by the time we get to the end of the road or whatever, I want to communicate what I saw. I'm trying to go to the Adventurer's Guild would be useful for our job.
I was going to take a look at the shops and just see what they have to offer. We're all about to get paid. I mean, split into groups.
Yeah, we could split. I mean, I don't want to look at the things yet until I have the gold. Is there anything else we need to do?
I just ask if, you know, if we can. I plan on going into the markets as well, but if you do go to the Adventurers Guild, Ponto and Levi, would you mind asking about the source of this Warforged magic for me?
We will see what we can inquire about the stone in the Warforged. Maybe there's missions related to it that they haven't connected the dots on.
Smiling. Thank you. Yes. If there's anything in the markets that you'd like, just now's the chance to let us know and we will look for you.
Is there anything we need?
Let me know if you all see a blacksmith looking for wires and whatnot, but not complete. Maybe some extra metal, things I got lying around.
Will do. Absolutely.
Yeah, thank you.
So, where's everybody going?
So, we're gonna try to get to the Adventurers Guild, but I guess we can RP that if they... Like,
yeah.
We're gonna...
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, I just want to know everyone's individual attention so I can kind of get to them one by one. So still looking for an Adventurer's Guild?
Yeah, I guess like asking around.
Yeah, of some sorts.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Trying to find.
So on your exploration of this, very quickly it becomes apparent in like the first person that you would talk to.
Adventurer's Guild has no reason to come out here. No law here, let alone guilds.
What you mean by no law?
Well, no laws.
Big orcish guy kind of hulking over you, looking down at you.
Can I ask, everybody out front, banners, warforged heads, y'all been dealing with warforged lately?
No, it's just been the war party that went over far east. That's it. They said there was something in the desert. They're looking into it. I don't know.
They gone? They not back yet?
No. I don't. I'm not keeping up with it.
All right. Thank you. Yeah. Thank you. Appreciate it.
Yeah.
The one thing that you do notice on this exploration, looking for any kind of semblance of like an adventurer's guild or anything like that, is that there are several like postings that you see kind of posted on the sides of certain walls. Some of them are in languages that you guys can't recognize, but the ones that are in what look like a language you can't recognize as well as common read, "Arcane users wanted, see Olure at Godgut Keep." Additionally, you see another one that's in a language that you can't understand, and then below it seems to be the translation in common, which reads, "Cactus Joe wanted dead or alive, 1,300 gold pieces."
Why not? Remember the first time we sold it was 1275?
But I say just like spreading out and really trying to look hard for any kind of adventuring guild stuff, this is probably like the first 20-30 minutes of you guys actually looking. If you do ask another person, they seem to reiterate what you were told that first time, that there is no adventurers guild here. And maybe this guy goes further into like the no laws things, like they're overseen by certain people who keep them safe. No laws is kind of an exaggeration. If you'd want to know more, you might have to ask around a little bit more.
What was that for posting you said, sorry?
Do you want to take it?
Memorize it.
Okay, memorize it. It says, "Arcane users..." Well, first of all, it's in two languages. One you don't recognize, the other one is common. "Arcane users wanted, see Olure at Godgut Keep." It's very, like, sloppy, almost like angry handwriting. So, while they're doing that, what are you two doing?
I want to go to the shops.
To the shops. And Cree? Just with him?
Same deal. I'm following Crook, yep.
Okay. And we're going to those that like, bazaar that you saw the first time in?
Yeah, I want to specifically look for, like, a miscellaneous, like, oddity. A shop that I'm going to be, like, finding shit where it's, like, this is the only one in the world, and it happens to be here.
There's a ton of shit here. Imagine like a farmer's market, yeah, or like a open air yard, yeah, sale. Tons of different shops. You see an orc selling like general goods, like just surplus, regular stuff, including like rations. You see another orc selling like textiles and bolts of cloth and rope. You see just like fresh, and I put fresh in quotation marks, food, like weird food. Like this guy's selling like pickled meat, like bug jerky, like really weird shit. You see more stuff. You see like trinkets and curios, like you were asking about. There's a lizard folk who's behind this stand, and you see like all sorts of weird stuff, like glass eyes. You see like dice, broken rings, like puzzle boxes, bunch of weird stuff just kind of scattered about, and there's like this little lizard folk with like his hood up just kind of like looking up and trying to like peddle his stuff there. You also see what looks like a firework shop, little stand that's set up with, and I don't even know if Rook would recognize what they are, but like firecrackers and different kind of like smoke sticks and stuff like that being sold. You also see general stuff just like knives, tools, books. Again, I don't know if Rook would recognize it, but spell scrolls as well being sold. And then general herbs, salves, tinkering stuff, little like clockwork stuff, lenses, spring traps, little stuff like that. Leather goods as well.
Any healing stuff around here?
The one thing that you would see would be when I mentioned those like herbs and salves. You see what looks like two goblins who seem to be peddling, like, these wares. Like field salves, like creams and different ointments and stuff like that, as well as healer's kits.
I want to ask him how much a healer kit is.
15 gold.
As soon as he says that, I just turn around.
Okay.
Walk away. Okay. Can I look at the spell scrolls?
Yeah, so you kind of take a look behind the table there. You see, like, this hobgoblin woman. She's wearing, like, this slapped-together leather armor with, like, bits of bones, like, sticking out of it. Tons of stuff on this table. Not just, like, scrolls, but also, like, she's selling books there, too. So, like, these ledgers that are kind of tied together, these journals. Some of them look like professional books, and then others look like the scrolls that I mentioned. But the more you're taking a look, it looks like there's like bits and pieces. Some of them are like burned at the edges. So you feel like if you wanted to actually take a look at these spell scrolls and get a good idea of what's actually worth it, you would need to like spend some time here and actually like dig through the trash. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. Okay. There's nothing magic around that I would be able to tell.
Roll Arcana.
Nine.
No.
Can I help with that? Like assisting him as we're perusing the store?
Are you looking for magic items specifically as well?
Yeah.
Yeah, then go ahead. You can roll. Let you roll Arcana.
Five.
Any books spark my eye?
There is. There is one specific book here that sparks your eye. And I would also say that this is part of just, like, your time spent, like, looking for magic items. Part of it, you know, attracts you to the scrolls that are here. There is a book that you see on this table, and it reads Rattlesnakes Unfold by Syed al-Nasik. The front cover is a painting, and it is of the place where the cactus flowers bloom, and you recognize it immediately. This beautiful watercolor painting on the front cover of this book.
Can I open it up?
Open it up. It looks like it's a poem anthology, but also like a biography of whoever wrote it about time spent in the place where the cactus flowers bloom, living among the Maiwai. You'd have to kind of read a little bit more to get a sense of exactly what it is, but it looks like it's a mix of poems as well as just like biographical references.
Does it say how much this is, or do I have to ask a person?
The hobgoblin behind kind of sees you looking at it.
You like that one?
Yeah, yeah. This is where I grew up.
You grew up in a book?
No. And I show him the picture. Here. The place where the cactus flower blooms.
I don't know.
Well, how much for the book?
5 silver.
I only got like 3 silver.
Roll you persuade.
Oh, that's not even a d20. Oops. Yeah. Fuck. Three.
Five. I said five. It's five.
I give him 5 silver.
Five. He takes it.
Thank you.
I take it.
It's a really, really, like, well-bound book, too.
Did I ever give back the other book to the library?
Nope.
I don't think so,
absolutely
right?
Not.
I didn't think so.
There are a few other books here, none that catch your eye like that. Obviously, that is like, that doesn't just catch your eye, like that smacks you in the face.
Mm-hmm.
Looks like there's a book on like demons, there's a book on like just arcane stuff in general. Beyond that though, the scrolls. And like I said, you would just have to take a second and really look through these scrolls to figure out what's trash, what's worth it.
Yeah, I'm going to take a second. I'm going to look through them.
Okay.
Window shopping.
You're beginning to do that. Cree, during all this, anything that you're doing?
I mean, I'm perusing the bookstore as well, assuming that I'm going to also be able to, like, look through, go to the blacksmith because, you know, obviously because Levi once has, you know, asked me to do something for him, but I also want to go to the blacksmith, so.
Okay. So you're just
perusing the bookstore as well.
Okay. Is there anything that you're looking for specifically? And this isn't a store. Keep in mind, remember, you guys are still outside. This is just some dude selling his shit outside of the YMCA. You know what I mean? Just like this.
Yeah.
It's basically like a glorified desk with these things on it. People are bumping into you as you're here. It's busy. It's loud. You have to yell to hear each other.
I'm not looking for anything in particular. I'm just looking for anything that might pique my interest. And if not, Kree's okay with that too.
Yeah, I mean, it doesn't seem like there's anything that really, really piques your interest for sure.
Okay.
And from there, are you still sticking with Rook or are you heading somewhere else?
I'll say to Rook, like, hey, after this, do you mind if we go to the blacksmith for Levi?
Yeah, no problem. Let me just ask this guy one more question. Can I go ask him, where'd you get this book from?
It was someone who had it.
Where?
Why does it matter?
I just was wondering who wrote it.
I don't know. I can't read myself. I'm sorry.
Okay.
You think I don't feel insecure about that?
I just turn around and walk away.
You think it doesn't eat me up?
I keep walking.
In your, in the quick time that you spent just cursory browse of the spell scrolls there, you have a feeling like maybe like one out of every five of them might actually be like worth it. And if anything, there's no like crazy high level spells there. Useful stuff, sure. But
I don't have money anyways.
Yeah. It would be expensive and you would see some of them are actually marked. Some of them are like 25 gold, some of them are 50, some of them are 75. A lot of money. Mm-hmm. Making your way out and you guys are trying to find a blacksmith?
Yes.
Okay. And you two, jumping back over to my other pair.
Well, there's no adventurers guild, so I don't know. The only thing I really can think I want to accomplish now is to figure out where some of the places. I pull out this list of from my satchel, my little bag. Some of these places where they are located and how far they are from where we are.
Yeah, sure. I'll walk around with you if you want to. Yeah, if you get people to ask, sure.
Either that or if we went to a map maker.
Sure.
I don't. We'll see.
So just trying to look in and get some semblance on finding those locations?
Yeah, I mean, I would imagine we would sort of head back where they are, but I would also imagine that, well, I know, because we were next to the stables, that was the store. It's kind of a nicer-ish thing than just trinkets on a table, although I imagine you can get maps like that. So,
yeah,
you know.
I gotcha. So just roll a general investigation check for me. Either both of you can roll individually or one of you can roll with advantage.
You can roll with advantage.
Eleven.
First of all, no cartographer. You have the sense that that is a skill that is a little outside of the reach of the civility of these people. But as far as asking around goes, what are you asking about specifically?
Well, in two parts, I want to go to the outskirts of the fighting pits and inquire about other fighting pits in the area.
Okay.
And then if people are willing to talk and seem friendly, I kind of want to probe if they ask me about certain, you know, if they tell me in certain regions, if I pick up on things that are on my list, and I can give you my list of what I'm asking about, you know.
So tell you what, you step up to where these fighting pits were that you originally saw from your bird's eye view, and you can see this big sign that hangs over what looks like this structure. It reads Parade Grounds. out front of it, there's several tables that are set up with goblins that seem to be taking money from people and taking bets. A lot of money changing hands here, but around there's crowds of people who are talking about fighters who are coming up. Oh, this guy's gonna knock him out, this guy's really good, blah 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 blah. One of them just kind of sees you standing there, looks over, he's a tabaxi too. He's got red kind of fur, it looks like a little scraggly, he looks like singed on his side, and he kind of like gives you a nod. First tabaxi that you've seen here, and likely a rare race to encounter.
I approach him.
Hello.
I kind of like hope you approach me with as well. You know?
Yeah, yeah. I give a little distance. I'll let you guys have your conversation. Yeah.
And you can see one of his ears is like sticking up. The other one's kind of like laying floppily on the side.
It's good to see one of you.
I could say the same thing. It's a rare encounter, especially in Fort Chasm. Are you a fighter?
We're not in the pits, no.
Oh. Well, what brings you here?
You?
Yes.
Now
you're getting a look, and you can see his knuckles seem wrapped in cloth.
We're here with the Adventurers Guild. We're an escort for a merchant.
He nods.
Yeah, we're just finishing our job now. Do you fight in other pits as well, or is this your place of business?
I have in the past, yes, but I like it here. It's comfortable. It's safe. I feel like I can make good money with what I've worked out with my promoter.
You have a promoter. It's good. You good at fighting?
I haven't lost.
Really?
I've only fought 5 fights here, but yes.
It's impressive. Do they start out, I don't want to say easy, but, you know.
Yeah, the structure is there are preliminary fights, which aren't in the pits. We tend to do them in the back, and from there, tournaments and different exhibitions and all sorts of things. A lot of people who watch the fights seem to think that it's just men fighting men, but there's a lot in the background.
Oh, I imagine it's a lot of, I look at the goblins, money to be had.
Not much of it makes its way to the fighters, I can tell you that. I'm sorry, my name's Kara. What's your name?
Kara. My name's Hunto.
Puts his hand out, shakes.
Where are you from?
I originally come from the south, the Obioneth Bog.
You are of the bog, too.
Mm-hmm.
It's good. How old do I think this...
Younger than you? Like, you definitely younger than you, but not, like, young.
Wow. I'll have to ask Shadow and Bigfoot about you when I get back. Have you been to the Bell Pits?
The Bell Pits... No. I've done fights in the Lannan Pits, and the Selene Pits.
Where are they, generally speaking?
The Lannan Pits and the Selene Pits. The Selene Pits, they are near Mosaine Chavain. Are you familiar?
I don't know.
Far west of here.
West, okay.
Yeah. The Selene Pits, they're between here and Mosaine Chavain. The Lannan Pits, they're farther north of Mosaine Chavain.
But still west.
Yes, I would say northwest.
Okay. Okay. And I tabaxi to tabaxi, I feel comfortable, but I... And I kind of, like, fold my list sort of, like, you know, in half and a little, only showing them a little bit. If you've traveled around, do you know where some of these cities are? I'm just trying to get around.
Hand him the list and he
just
unfolds
the top,
it.
Yeah, the top, like, 3 I want to show him.
Takes a look. Bourbois is where I am from. It's in the south, beyond the Sandvale Peaks. Lizgrol, much the same. Zirayum as well. Those 3 are in the south.
Wait, I didn't know that?
you never asked me.
Well,
the rest, Kaida, that's close to here, relatively. Kincaidine, obviously, I'm sure you, and he kind of looks, and he sees the name next to Kincaidine. Your name, Hanto no Kokoro. And the Bell Pits. Although I've never been, I do know where the Bell Pits are.
What do? When I see that look when he reads my name, what do I?
Roll insight.
Yeah.
He is intrigued, but it's not like an immediate like apprehension towards it, and he doesn't judge anything that he's seen regarding your name specifically. Not like, it's not like he like picks up on his on your name and you're like, and he's like, oh, now I know this guy. Like, it's just more like, I just got handed a list with people's names and they've been crossed off, and this guy's name is also on this list, and that's like a little weird. It's just like that kind of hesitation in it.
All right, I understand. Well, are you fighting soon?
No, not for another few days.
A few days.
Oh. Resting. I had a sprain in my ankle.
Shame. I would like to see you fight. I maybe, perhaps I could find a way to heal you before I leave and get you beat some non-cat man down.
I would love to see it as soon as I am ready to fight. I can fight. At least that's what my promoter says.
Okay. Well, I suspect I'll see you again before I leave.
Hopefully. Yes, it was a pleasure to talk to you, and again, it's refreshing to see a tabaxi in this land. Yes.
I walk away.
Walk away. Levi, anything that you're doing during this, or...
No, just there to watch his back, just... No, letting them have their conversation and walk away when he walks away.
Okay.
Kara. K or C?
C. My other pair. You guys said you're looking for a blacksmith?
Yes.
So, it seems like in the actual bazaar that's here, it's going to be kind of hard to find, like, a reasonable, steady blacksmith. But back where you guys were in that stable area, like the caravan yards, as you make your way back there, just kind of looking around, you do see a sign that reads Bagra's Forged Wares. Like a nice sign outside of this shop that looks like thrown together like mismatched pieces of wood.
Walk right in.
Walk in. It is a simple and small shop with different rows and racks of what look like spears and swords. A lot of them look like rusted and like chipped. Some of them look like nicer for sure. But beyond, kind of like in the center, there is what looks like a forge, what looks like an anvil, and hammering out maybe, you're not sure exactly what they're working on, is this hulking hobgoblin with like this real cracked looking face. Like one of the eyes is like almost like glazed over, but it looks like there's like shit in their eye, like something in their eye, like a piece of shrapnel or something. He's just squinting and banging out this piece of metal, and he looks up and he's shirtless, but he's wearing like almost like, think about like what firemen wear, and when the firemen kind of have it like off the top of their shirt and they kind of just have it like hanging off the sides, like the straps, like the overalls, almost just banging out this fucking piece of metal. And he looks up and you see the shrapnel sticking out of his eye.
Can I help yeesh?
His eyes are like watering just looking at this dude's eye. Yes, I'd like to know if you have a I'm wearing leather armor. If you have anything that might be a bit more suitable for combat, like, I don't know, a chain shirt or scale mail armor.
Boom, boom, boom. Still banging out this piece of metal as he looks up.
Yeah, we got scrap metal that we make into different pieces of armor. I can't work with chain, it's too small. Too small for my big hands.
Do you do scale mail then?
Yeah, we make scale mail. Make it out of chunks of metal we find. But it's just as good.
He stops banging and kind of like, almost like sheathes his hammer on a hook that's on his belt.
I have a friend that also needs scrap metal. Is that so? That is something that you have as well, that maybe we could come and just buy the raw material?
I wouldn't mind if it's for the right price.
I think after tomorrow we will. So, okay, this is Barbara's? Barbara's?
Bagra's. Bagra.
Bagra.
Bagra. It's named after me. Bagra.
Pleasure to meet you, Mr. Bagra.
Bagra. Say it.
Bagra.
Yeah.
Yes, Bagra.
Yeah. It's my name.
Ah, I see, yes.
Yeah.
Okay, Mr. Bagra.
You need weapons or just the armor?
I look to Rook. I don't need a weapon. Chuckle. I don't need a weapon.
Rook, would you like anything? Weaponry-wise, or...?
No, I don't think so. I don't really have money right now anyways. I gotta wait until... You know what?
You and me both, to tell you the truth. I have maybe 14... Book, yes, I think... 14 gold is what I'm carrying on me. So.
That's not a lot.
No, it's not.
She shouts from back there, just looking over at you two having this conversation in the middle of a shop.
I have, I'm sure shuffling through my pouch, I guess. 1 silver.
Do you have 1 silver left?
That's even less.
I have 1 silver.
That's all that you have is 1 silver?
That's all that I have is 1 silver.
Oh my god. Okay.
It's okay. I'm fine.
How did that happen? How did that happen that you have 1 silver?
I have a lot of gold, if we're talking about gold.
Enough to give some to us?
No.
Please?
No. Mm-hmm.
Have you ever seen a kobold before? Or my way, for that matter.
Kobold, yeah. My way, yeah. There's tons of them out in the desert. They're just popping right out the ground. Hmm. Yeah.
Do they live and breathe and talk like this one? I point the rug.
No, but stranger things have happened.
Hmm.
In this line of work, you can't be surprised by much. Sometimes I put metal in the fire and then I'll look back and it's gone. I don't know where it went. Crazy things, yeah.
Can I trust this guy's product? Like, looking around, can I trust his fucking, his trade here?
Like, how I said, some of it you have no clue. Especially because it's like a race you haven't really seen before. The product, some of it looks... It all looks well made. Some of it just looks like it was made with better materials. For sure. This guy seems like a skilled smith, don't get me wrong, just taking a look around, but
yeah. So okay, so I did ask for that scale mail. So with that said, does the scale mail, if he does have it prepped already and sitting on the shelf, does that look like it's good, made with good material,
or? You do see a piece of what you can recognize as scale mail. It looks like it is made with definitely reused material, but you still have a feeling that it would be serviceable for sure.
If, Bagra, if I were to come in and ask...
Bagra, how many times are we going to do this?
Yes, we're saying the same thing. Bagra, Bagra, tomato, tomato. You know, common is not, you know... I don't know if it's your first tongue, but it's not my first tongue.
We'll have some respect and learn the language.
I just nod.
Bagra, Bagra. How much might you would you be selling the scale mail for, if I could ask?
That piece, probably around 45 gold.
Hmm. Okay.
Okay. It's heavy though. It's real heavy. You gonna be able to wear it?
Will I be able to? Look at Rook. Will I be able to wear it? 45 gold. I think I'll be able to bear it. Yes. Perhaps we'll come back to, you know, later tonight or tomorrow. So.
We're right.
Walk out.
Okay. Walking out. So you guys wrapping up your deals in the smithy. You guys still around the fighting pits that are there, the parade grounds. Anything else that you guys want to do while you're out and about?
I'm okay. Yeah, I'm good.
At this point, a couple hours have gone by. You have a feeling from where you started to where you guys are, maybe about like an hour and a half, maybe 2 hours until sunset. So what do you guys want to do?
I want to go back to my room. And I want to read my book.
The book that you just got?
Yeah, until Fuckface comes back with my money.
Okay.
Yeah, I think we can just go back and kind of hang out. We just traveled for a fuck ton. So.
Yeah, I'm down to do that too.
Gotcha. Mm. So, and Kree, I'm sorry, are you going back too?
Yeah.
Okay. So, you guys all make your way back, just kind of hang out, you know, not doing too much. Going through the book, a little bit more. It looks like it was written by somebody whose name is Saeed al-Nasik. And the opening few pages talk about frustrations that this guy has in leading the al-Nasik royal family. It seems like this was written by the head of one of the royal families. Locked in my castle, I want to explore the world, I'm an artist at heart. Stuff like that. What man can hold the title of poet king and never see the beauty Tassinia has to offer? Looks like it continues to go on, and you're not able to get through the whole book or bits and pieces, but it's like a mix of like poems and also like real life experiences that this guy's writing about, of and up to the point that you get to traveling to the place where the cactus flowers bloom.
Does anything talk about Maiwan people?
Not yet. If you skim ahead, you see that eventually he gets there and interacts with them, but to really read it front to back, it's really up to you whether or not you want to skip some parts or whatever.
But it's for the whole thing.
As far as you get right now, that's pretty much it.
Okay.
So an hour goes by, 2 hours go by. Anything specific that you guys want to do in your rooms?
No, I assume that I got with Kray about what he found at the blacksmith.
Yeah, I'll fill you in on that.
Yeah.
And I figured, right, we're all up to date. No Adventurers Guild stuff over here too.
Yeah, are you guys cross-pollinating?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
Any conversations that arise from that?
Not really.
Well, I guess...
From Kree.
Yeah, I guess, like, as a group, there isn't a guild, but, like, Honto communicating the philosophy of, I expect everyone else to have the same, is, like, let's just pick up as much work as we possibly can. If there's a guild, right? Like,
yeah.
End one, pick another up as soon as we can.
I kind of look to Kree when you say that, though, too.
Well, yeah. I mean, in that sense, right, if we're traveling there and there's something on the way that we can do, let's do it. If we're traveling there.
On the way, where? Where are we traveling? With Hassan?
Wherever we decide. Wherever, I'm just, you know, there isn't a guild here, so that's really a question we don't have to ask, but, you know, like,
yeah.
if we return to King Kadeen, do whatever we want there, and it's okay, where are we going? Even if we're not going there for a mission, we should pick up a mission that way.
Yeah, that's fair. Keep our eyes open for whatever may be in our best interests. Yes. Is that what you're saying?
Yes.
Yeah.
That's what Honto is saying to Kree.
Yeah. Yeah. Kree will nod to that and agree with it.
From your windows, you can see the sun beginning to set. Honto and Levi, you guys hear a knock at your door.
Get up and answer.
Get up and answer to see Hassan smiling widely, claps his feathered hands together. I've just ordered 5 full-course meals downstairs. The cargo's moved. We'll eat. I'll pay you. I'm very, very excited. I got a good price for everything as well.
Good. You seem happy.
I'm very, very, very happy. Meet me down there, say, 5-10 minutes. Get together with everyone, okay?
All right.
He walks away.
Do I hear that, like, when he...
Yeah, I would say you hear that when he opens the door.
Oh, I look at just immediately go downstairs.
Immediately?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, fellow.
Okay.
I let them know.
Okay, that's what I was going to say.
Yeah. Knock on the door.
Knock on the door.
Guys, money time.
I open the door naked. No, I'm just kidding.
I get down there.
Rook's taking back shots from Kree on the bed. Whoa. Get out, get out, get out, get out. Close the door.
See, Bobby. See, Bobby.
Feels like dude,
I stuff Kree in my pouch and we go down.
Yeah, but you want to stuff him somewhere else?
Yeah, I stuff him in me. That's for sure.
Making your way downstairs, you see some of the tables that were kind of scattered around here have been kind of moved together, and a tablecloth has been rolled out, and it looks like there's a bunch of plates that are sitting there, 5 in total, and the downstairs area is clear. Asan is at the bar, and it looks like he's talking to the woman who was there before, and just seems like they're having a conversation. Asan looks over at Honto, who's the first one down, kind of gives you a nod, kind of gets out from the stool and steps up to you. Food's almost done. We can all sit down and eat.
Wonderful. I kind of just, I get like, is he at, he's at the bar, you said?
Yeah, he kind of sits like halfway out of the stool talking to you.
Oh yeah, I say okay, and I find like a table out somewhere.
Mm-hmm.
Sprawl out at.
The rest of you guys come down and see the same scene. These tables that have been pushed together, tablecloth that's been rolled out.
Join Honto.
Moment or so passes before Asan saddles up, and from out of the back, the woman comes out with plates and plates of food. Pork steaks, different like mixed vegetables, you know, whole ton of stuff, potatoes cut up, kind of starts laying them out, and Asan starts like piling stuff on the plates and kind of passing them out to you guys, and the woman just kind of like stands around. There's pitchers that are brought out as well with what look like water. Some look like juice. Another one looks like a big, large pitcher of like ale or beer or something. You guys sit down. Asan is excited, happy. If you'd like your payment now, we can do it. We can do it after we eat. I mean, it's really up to the four of yous.
I'll take it now.
Well,
please.
Okay, I've separated them into 4 separate bags, and he kind of plops 4 bags that have this heavy thud as they hit the table. As promised, 30 apiece. And again, that offer still stands. I had a chance to speak with the man who runs this fort. His name is Vorgath. I've talked with him once or twice before. He bought a lot of my wares. He says that the Rijatane have a handle on what's ever happening with these warforged in the southeast of the region. So whatever's happening in the Grand Erg is spreading out to different areas, but some of the royal families who have control over those areas are handling it better than others. So the path from here to the southeast is fairly clear. I shouldn't have any need of a caravan guard if I'm going there, which I think I will be. It's a much, much, much more safer route than it was from King Kadeen to here. That's where I'll be going.
Is, I don't want to say. Is that, are you going south to Darmond?
No, absolutely not. No, I would like to avoid Darmond as much as possible.
The other route south, then?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. Also, Kree, you asked of the Warforged situation. Vorgath, he said that they have known of it for 14, 15, maybe 16 days, maybe more. They have dispatched a war party to where they believe, at least partially, the source of it would be, which is east of here, to the Ebon Mines. When we ran into the merchants on our way to the Avan Castillo,
the lizard folk. You remember Jigix?
Of course.
That's where he was headed as well. I have half a mind that Jigix knew of whatever was happening at the Ebon Mines, but they've erected an encampment there in order to solve or deal with whatever is happening with the Warforged. And if it may interest you, it seems as though they're looking for users of the arcane, because that's what that war party lacks. They're skilled warriors, he said, but they do not have healing magics and things like that. He said he's offering to bring some additional help or mercenaries on board for that excursion. He's been getting letters from them saying they're exploring the mines, getting to the source of it, that the tunnels head south. I'm not too sure. I wasn't taking notes, but that's what he mentioned. If you are interested in it, that's likely your best course of action if you were to pursue it.
This is Vorgoth that told you this?
Yes.
I look around, like, at the other guys to kind of see, right? You know, this should be very obvious that Kree would jump at this. So Kree is kind of excitedly looking to you guys, like, and also especially Levi, I would say, for this. Like, this is what we talked about. This is, he just said it himself, the source of the magic, this Warforged. There's a war party there. So Kree will say that, like, I think that this is in great interest of, one, the Adventurers Guild, of our own reputation as individuals and as a party. And I'm sure there's, and I turn to Hassan, would there be gold involved, right? Everyone at the war party is being compensated.
From what he said, there was no gold involved. But he said that whoever was conscripted or decided to join would get a share of any monetary gains incurred in the excursion.
That is a great story to tell to your friends where the cactus flower blooms. That is a boatload of souls for you, Levi, and that is one hell of an adventure for you, Hanto. I'd love to go. I'd love to go. I would go if you guys want to go.
A motivating factor that he mentioned is that the orcs here are trying to collect scrap metal for reinforcing the battlements and making arms and armors, all sorts of things. So for armor collected from the Warforged, they would pay in turn after whatever war party is disbanded, after they finish what they set out to do.
Look at Levi again and just smile at what he said.
How farabouts are we from there?
It's a journey. I would say maybe 14-15 days west. No roads lead there.
I mean, if this is something you're excited about, Kree, I could see it as an opportunity. Yeah. Little skeptical looking at you, at your level of excitement.
I mentioned briefly of my caravan guard. I did not mention that you had any magic capabilities or anything like that, just that I was traveling with one. He said if they were interested, anything like that, they should speak with a man named Olor at the keep.
Is that big building? Anyways.
Yes, it's the seat of power for Vorgoth here. Regardless, I hate to dampen any next steps the four of you plan to take, but I just want to take a second to thank you all greatly. I'll be leaving midday tomorrow for Bazganum and you'll see. And I genuinely, genuinely thank you for what you've done. I'll be sending two letters, the first of which to the Adventurers Guild and King Kadeen to let them know of your successes, and a glowing recommendation for any future contracts, anything like that. Additionally, I think it would be fit if I were to send a letter to the Scorch to let them know of Bentivenia's situation.
Is there going to be any letter regarding what happened?
I don't know if it would be wise. If you disagree...
No, I'm not sending any letters. Just...
As far as I'm concerned, I was...
put in contract with the four of you to protect me on my travels to Fort Chasm, and that was successful.
If you could, you know, we are trying to progress our way through the ranks of the guild quite fast.
Glowing letter of recommendation. Yes. Glowing.
I know, I just want to reiterate it.
Absolutely. And again, back to my previous point of future investments, I believe myself capable of making double what I will spend here once I reach. You'll see if any of you would be interested in lending additional capital. I would be able to buy more and send you double what you give me once I reach Hulsey to wherever you think it fit to send.
Without word, I want to give him 10 gold. Take it out of my pouch and just slide him 10 gold.
To King Kadeen upon completion?
Sure.
Not that I don't trust you or nothing, but I seem to be needing this. And I pull the pouch closer.
I understand. It's an offer. That's all it is. I don't take any insult to it either. I want you to understand. If we ever cross paths in the future, I hope that you at least consider it to be on good terms.
Yeah, I do.
He's rolling. Do you mean that?
Yeah.
Any hesitation or any withdrawal there?
He's not lying, but like, it's almost for sake of conversation. Sure, yeah.
He got a 22 on an insight check on you.
I don't think I'm going to see him again.
Okay, all right. Please eat, enjoy. Enjoy. This is probably the best food we can get here. Everything else is just scraps that the orcs eat, so... Please.
I'm eating and drinking juice.
Any other conversations that occur at this table as Asan also eats, and you guys are the only people in here? It's like they reserved the restaurant for your birthday party.
I want to ask Asan, just following the news of there's no Adventurers Guild here, is there any Adventurers Guild representative here or anybody that, because, you know, he knows people around here, that he's aware of that is in the Adventurers Guild in the area?
Fort Chasm is an interesting place. It is new and it is barely sanctioned. This was originally a fort ran by the Sarninian army. Orcs came in, took it over, and instead of fighting back, the Sarninians let them have it. There's hardly a mail system here, let alone an Adventurers Guild representative or an Adventurers Guild building of any kind. As more time goes by, it seems as though this may actually become a settlement that could be treated with some civility, perhaps, in a year or 2 years down the line. Hell, maybe even you could establish the first one here. They're rough around the edges here, but they are decent folk. Vorgath runs the place, and he is pragmatic, if nothing else. He's strong, but he's smart.
If we were to go to the Ebon Mines, like representing the Adventurers Guild or something along those lines, of like trying to figure out if there is a way that our, you know, reputation within the Adventurers Guild could benefit from going to the Ebon Mines. Is that something that Kree could foresee or?
So you guys have your card that basically dictates that you are a member. What your rank is and that you're in good standing. You know that, like, an FBI badge, like, flash the badge, like, I'm here on Adventurers Guild business, like, that might work in, like, a kind of, like, faking the funk sense, you know what I mean? But as far as, like, giving actual purpose for your business in certain areas, those who would pry would ask for, like, details on the contract, who contracted you, like, what Adventurers Guild are you working out of, like, what's the details there. But beyond that, like I said, yeah, that card, maybe might have some legwork. And that's only if they understand or respect what the Adventurers Guild is about. You know what I mean? You're in an uncivilized area, so the people here might be less willing to be like, oh, it's the Adventurers Guild? Yeah, we'll let you do all that kind of stuff. They'll be like, fuck the Adventurers Guild. You guys aren't even out here. You know what I mean?
Yeah, that's fair. Okay.
Continuing to eat. Any other conversations as 45 minutes have gone by?
No.
Okay. Asan finishes his meal, belches quietly into his fist. I will retire to my chambers. I'm not sure if I will see you in the morning. I'll be leaving early, probably before daybreak, to purchase what I need and head out. Again, I cannot thank you enough. And if you get the chance and return to Kincaidin, I know I'm sending a letter, but if you could visit the Scorch at any point, just to let them know whatever happened to Bentivania. He's strong. I think he is dead, but I can't be certain. I think that would be the right thing to do, and I think that likely I'll continue south after Huel Si, and I may not make it back. Also, at some point, I'll be sending a letter to both of my brothers, the cartographer and the stable master you interacted with, to let them know that you kept me safe, so you can always count on them to give you good deals if you find yourself back in Kincaidin. And obviously, like I mentioned, glowing letter of recommendation to Bubble Guts. Anything else that you need of me in any capacity, anything?
Who did he say we'd have good relations with in
his,
the market?
His two brothers that you guys interacted with prior in Kincaidin, the cartographer that was there and the guy who sold you turnip.
Okay, cool. I also want to... Nah, never mind. Sorry.
In that case, good night. And likely, goodbye. Gives one last smile before he walks back upstairs, leaving the four of you alone at the table.
We did it.
In Fort Chasm, in the Wolf Call Cradle, the four of you, on the completion of your second contract with the Adventurers Guild, find yourselves plotting your next moves. Where you will go, what you will find, what you will do is up to you when we pick up next session.
Thank you for listening to this installment of Shadow of the Seven, a Nasty Table production.